Okay, well, I think it's very easy when you go down the DIY route to cross a line into the fact where you've come from being a musician with business skills to a businessman with music skills. But I think the most important thing is to use your own morals and your own common sense and your own sense of honesty in where you're going to go and stick to them.
One of the most important things when you're going down the do-it-yourself type of route in regards to music is to always attempt to keep networking with as many people as possible, because you don't know where people may be in the future or even who they are now. You might find that somebody you were just having a chat to at the bar knows someone who's looking to start up a label that's absolutely perfect for you. So just keep talking to people and keep making sure they remember your name.
Sonic Bids is a really helpful site because it's like an electronic press package, and you can get to play festivals and events like that through Sonic Bids. Mainly because promoters won't really listen to any demos you send, and that comes straight from the guy who organises the Rocknest Festival. They just get bags and bags of CDs and they don't have time to listen to it. So Sonic Bids is a really efficient way that you can get to play these sort of festivals and get hooked up with these people, and it's really good for both sides. So it's a good sort of aggregator of those sort of things.
I think that it's common thought between musicians that it's good to just give your music away to as many people as you can for free, so loads of people listen to it. But I don't think that this is the case, because when you give your music away, if you put like even a small value on it, like say it's just £1 for your CD or your EP, it's more likely that people will listen to it because there's a value on it, and if you've paid for it, you're going to take it home and listen to it, whereas if you haven't put a value to it, it's easily disposable and you can just throw it away.